As Shell gears up to drill in the Chukchi Sea this summer, the Coast Guard is getting ready too. At an Arctic symposium in Washington, D.C. this morning, the head of the U.S. Coast Guard outlined the difficulties the service will face in the Chukchi Sea this summer and in the Arctic generally. APRN's Liz Ruskin reports.
Coast Guard Commandant Paul Zukunft says if Shell is allowed to drill in the Chukchi Sea this summer, the Coast Guard will be there with 5 ships and 2 aircraft. But the Admiral says nothing about the Arctic is easy.
We are a service that prides itself on being semper paratus, always ready. But this area really does present a challenge for us.
Policing Shell is a big part of the job. Zunkoft says the Coast Guard will be there to ensure the company follows the rules.
As they exploit these riches, there is zero room for failure. And by that, I mean an oil spill in the Arctic.
Zunkoft says environmental activists may pose one complication.
We may have a run-in with NGOs if Shell gets its final permit. Greenpeace did protest when Russia was drilling in their Arctic domain. They were imprisoned for about 16 months. I don't think we'll take as harsh measures in the United States, but we need to be there as an enforcement arm.
The worst-case scenario is a well blowout. Zunkoft says the lack of onshore facilities would hamper the response. Zunkoft was the federal on-scene coordinator for the Deepwater Horizon spill 5 years ago.
We had 47,000 responders that were marshaled to the Gulf of Mexico, and you can't do that anywhere else but in the Gulf of Mexico. Try to put 100 people in Barrow, Alaska, and after the first 50 show up, the other 50 will be fending off polar bears. We do not have the infrastructure.
That, he says, is why Shell is moving nearly 30 ships to the Arctic for the short drilling season and why the company is required to have a relief rig and a well capping stack on hand. The ship carrying that capping stack got a lesson in the hazards of the Arctic just outside Dutch Harbor July 3 when its hull was cracked. Presumably, the Finnish-owned icebreaker Fennica hit an uncharted object. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration was surveying nearby and was able to check out the area. NOAA found areas that were shallower than charted, but senior Arctic advisor Dave Kennedy says it's not clear what the Fennica hit.
They're still analyzing the data, but the preliminary report is that, that there is nothing obvious that they could find that would indicate something that looked like it should have been an obstacle there.
A Shell spokesman says the Fennica will be patched up in Dutch Harbor, then sent to Oregon for permanent repair. Shell says the mishap won't delay the Chukchi Sea operation because the capping stack isn't needed until August. Admiral Robert Papp, a former head of the Coast Guard, says the Fennica may have hit something like an underwater spire, a natural structure he says would be hard for surveyors to spot. Papp is now the State Department's special Arctic representative, and at the Arctic Symposium, he hinted at a big, high-level meeting in Alaska next month.
I can't talk a lot about that today, but it will draw the attention of the world to Alaska and the Arctic, and I'm very excited about it.
Months ago, Senator Lisa Murkowski let slip that President Obama and Secretary of State John Kerry plan to visit Alaska in August. The exact date and which communities they'll visit aren't publicly known. Papp says he expects an announcement shortly. In Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.